Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I am back from Alaska, and I'm going to share my story of what I saw as I literally took a helicopter ride up to the top of a glacier and got in the water. I kid you not, I did. I'll tell you all about that. That's coming up on today's two-hour radio spectacular. Also, tonight is Reef Fest in Key Largo. We're going to check in with Lad Atkins from that fine organization and get the lowdown. The Scuba Cowboy is going to join us. Stewart Cove is being inducted to the International Divers Hall of Fame in the Cayman Islands. That's all coming up on today's big show. But first, we're going to kick it off with a cool program that I found out, right before I left for Alaska. And I've been wanting to get these folks on the show for a while now, because it's a really good program that divers can definitely relate to, and it applies to lionfish. And we have David Ventura, who's the seafood, coordinator, regional seafood coordinator for Whole Foods. David, do I get your title right or what?
Yes, it's Whole Foods Market Seafood Coordinator for the state of Florida.
Okay, very good. Now, you guys are obviously have great stores just on the, just straight up front. But you're doing a program right now that divers can really appreciate that involve lionfish. And as far as I know, you're probably the first chain store of, grocery stores or whatever, where you can go in and buy this stuff on a regular basis. Am I right or what?
Yes, you're absolutely correct. And the name of our program is take a bite out of the lionfish, be part of the solution.
Excellent. So you can go into a Whole Foods store in Florida, or it goes all the way up through Georgia and beyond, or where? Where is it happening right now?
Well, our region encompasses 26 stores exclusively in the state of Florida.
Okay.
And all of our 26 stores have the lionfish on a regular basis, 7 days a week.
Nice. So you can go in there and just see it in the deli laying there as a regular whole lionfish. You can go buy it and feel like you're doing something good, not only for your belly, but also for the environment, for the ocean. Is that it?
Absolutely. We most of our sales are sold as whole fish.
Right.
And we display whole fish, and we also, some of our stores also display fillet fish that's already filleted.
Okay. So you can do either one. If you want to fillet them yourself, will the butcher or the fish market guy there at Whole Foods kind of give you some tips, or they expect you to kind of know what's going on already? What do you think?
Well, what's really cool about our operation is our fishmongers are very well trained on how to handle the lionfish like they are all of our other species. So what we do free of charge, we will process the whole fish for the customer.
Oh, okay. All right. Did you call them fishmongers? Is that what you call them? Is that the fish? Okay, I didn't know that. That's an official term. You are a fishmonger at Whole Foods, which means that you know how to fillet a lionfish for your customers. Now we
And our team members are very proud of that.
Yes.
They love being called a fishmonger.
I bet. That's kind of cool. All right, so the lionfish are all throughout Florida. Is this a relatively new program, or it's been going on for a few months, a pilot for the rest of the country, or what?
Well, it's how you look at it. It's new for us. We first discovered the lionfish around January of this year, and we did a lot of research in March, mm-hmm. and we decided to kick the program starting in April.
Okay. All right. So it's just been going for a few months. Now, I've had lionfish. I know they are one of the tastiest fish out there. Not only are they fun to catch and to take out while you're diving, if you have the opportunity to have a little lionfish, hookah system or whatever, you know, technique you want to use as far as spearing them or whatever. But I know they are very, very tasty to eat as well. So are you having like some suggestions on how people should cook these things when they go into the store as well, or you just leave that up to them?
No, absolutely. Our staff is very well trained, and we talk about the various methods consuming the fish. Mm-hmm. It's very versatile. We suggest either sushi, ceviche, fish tacos, or pan sautéed. That's what we're currently
doing. I'm getting hungry as we speak. That's not fair. But that's kind of nice. Unlike lobster, where I go down when I try to catch a Florida lobster, and maybe sometimes in a rare situation I get skunked. You know what I'm saying? You get down there, you dive, and you just don't see them for whatever reason. As opposed to coming back, you know, empty-handed, I have a tendency to stop off at a store on the way back home and say, oh, yeah, I limited out. We haven't had that opportunity with lionfish, but now I guess we can do that, even though there's no limit. But what are you guys selling them for? Is it a standard price flat now, or does it depend on supply and demand, or what?
Well, before I answer that question, I just want to share the flavor profile. We also get a lot of questions about the flavor profile from our customers for the first time when they're trying it.
Okay.
And it's very similar to a grouper and flavor and a snapper. And flavor profile, and it looks when you fillet it, it's very similar to the flesh of a hogfish.
Yes, which is like the tastiest fish out there. Ask any spear fisherman.
Absolutely.
I speak from firsthand experience too. It does make great ceviche. Oh my gosh, it's beautiful stuff. But what about the price? Is it fairly good or economical, or what? Or it just depends on the
week? Again, we're very, very consistent in our pricing. Everyday pricing for our whole lionfish is $9.99 a pound.
Okay, that's reasonable.
And,
sure.
We want to be out there very aggressively priced to sell the product, to get the product in consumers' hands to try it. And on a regular basis, typically 2 weeks out of the month, we have it on sale for $8.99 a pound.
Okay. All right. So it depends on the week. You might get in there and save a few bucks. It just depends which week you hit the Whole Foods. Now, is it a pot?
By the way, Greg, it's currently on sale this week at $8.99 a pound.
Well, there you go. Okay. That makes sense. That's a good thing. Now you know. And it is a pilot program just in Florida right now, but could it expand across the country or what's the – it depends. You're probably testing it for a few more months before you make that decision. Am I right or what?
No. It's we actually have a lot of good news. There are other regions within Whole Foods that are carrying the product. They're trying to introduce the product into their regions. I know there's several other regions within our organization are currently testing it.
Okay.
As far as testing it for Florida, we're beyond the testing stage. We're at a point where this is a regular item day in, day out.
Okay, excellent. So you can go into any Whole Foods, maybe across the country. You just go in there and ask them. And if they don't have it, say, hey, you ought to get lionfish.
It doesn't hurt
to ask for it, I guess, right?
We welcome that dialogue with our customers. We love that relationship and always request something if it's not there. And I know they'll work very, very hard to try to accommodate.
Yeah. Now, where are you getting your supply? Obviously, divers are going out on dive boats, and when they see them, you usually see a lionfish slayer on almost every dive boat these days because, all the dive operators are encouraging divers to take them out. Are you getting it from regular divers, or you have your own supply chain of lionfish hunters out there? Or what, David? What's going on?
Well, it's a great question. And when we first started, we didn't have anybody in the pipeline. It was a very, very educational experience for me. And I went down to the Keys in March, and I started with our existing fishermen, our fish houses that we do business with.
Yeah.
And they were very kind and very generous with their information, and they started to share with me some names of some divers in the marathon. And it branched out to divers in Panama City, Pensacola, Destin. We currently have divers in Ponce Inlet, Tarpon Springs, Cape Canaveral. So, we're very fortunate to be in Florida in terms of we have a lot of good relationships that we've developed since April, starts since March, with the local divers. All our product is locally caught in Florida. So we have a regular group of guys and gals now that fish exclusively for Whole Foods, and we work out the logistics to pick up their product, and then we put it into our distribution line, and it comes into the stores that way.
It's a great program. Sounds like it's going like gangbusters. So, hey, get into your local Whole Foods, pick up some lionfish today, and you'll be, protecting the environment. David, great work. We appreciate it, and hopefully a few more people will check out what you guys are offering there with these lionfish. And we appreciate the update, my friend. We do.
Thank you. We appreciate the community and how seriously they are approaching this environmental hazard, and we can't say enough about all the support we've been receiving.
You got it. And during the break, I'm going to send Bubble Boy off to Whole Foods to pick up some lionfish ceviche. We got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Blow, 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 blow bubbles. It's your dive day.
We're gonna have no trouble.
Cause it's your dive day.
We may do doubles.
Cause it's your dive day.
And Scuba Radio makes the perfect dive
day. You might find me in the tub or an ocean going sub. I got underwater wrecks if you're into diving tugs. Underwater sex is best left up above. So I'll try to find a bug, but you know that I'll get stubbed. You might find me in a tub or an ocean going sub. I got underwater wrecks if you're into diving tugs. Underwater sex is best left up above. So I'll try to find a bug, but you know that I'll get snubbed.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Hey, this is a big weekend in the dive industry. Not only is Reef Fest going on tonight down in Key Largo, just last night they had the official induction ceremony in the Cayman Islands for the International Diving Hall of Fame. My buddy the Dive God was there to witness his good friend Stuart Cove to be inducted into that organization. And we got Stuart on the line right now. Stuart, congratulations and welcome to the big show today, my friend. How are you?
Man, Greg, I'm doing great. It was quite an honor, and We had a great time last night.
I have no doubt. I would imagine you guys are still, just now getting over the dry heaves, to quote the famous dive god.
I managed to get a beer to stay down, so things are looking good.
Okay, that's all that matters, for sure. Well, first off, congratulations. It is an honor, well-deserved. I mean, you know, Stewart's a legend in the dive industry. He knows everybody. He's been around, almost as long as the dive god. I don't know. Who came first, you or the dive god? What do you think?
I don't know. We've been arguing about if it was the egg or the chicken.
Yeah, that's right. No doubt.
That guy was way before me.
Well, okay. Well, we'll let you guys argue that another day, because I have a feeling he'd try to make you older. But who knows? Stewart looks great. I mean, you know, he looks younger than most 20-year-olds when you meet the guy. And he's the dive operator to Hollywood there in Nassau, Bahamas. I mean, as far as, this latest accolade, it's one of many. And I know you feel honored to receive it. But did you see this coming, 20, 30 years ago, or I don't know, it's probably, how long has it been since you've been in the industry there, Stewart? What do you think?
It's almost 40 years ago since I started.
Oh, okay.
As a teenager. I never imagined that I would be honored with such a tremendous award. And I got to really give kudos to the Cayman Ministry of Tourism for putting on a first-class event on. And also the board there at the International Divers Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it's a cool program they've put together over there. And one of these days I'm going to get over there for one of these ceremonies. And I'm sorry I missed it myself, Stewart. I would have been there, but I was in Alaska last week, and I'm still recovering from some little episode that I had. So hopefully you'll give me a pass, but one of these days we'll get together. Well, we'll get together at DEMA, and I'm sure the party will continue, and it'll roll right into November. Am I right? I mean, this isn't like a one-night kind of thing anyway. This is something you would celebrate for the entire year, wouldn't it?
I think I'll be celebrating it for my entire life.
Well, okay, fair enough, as you should,
Something. Hey, I was just in Alaska.
Were you?
We were camping down in Southeast Islands, and we were training for the U.S. The New York Marathon. I went running in 40-degree weather in the rain, and I caught a little bit of a Alaskan funk myself.
Is that what it is? I hear you're a little stopped up there, and hacking just a tad. But you caught that in Alaska. Is that for that marathon you guys are running? In Chicago, is that what you're part of, or is that something else?
No, it's for New York.
It's for New York. Okay, you're running
a New York Marathon.
Oh, so you're going up the New York Marathon. Is that's happening this coming weekend or
week? November 4th.
Okay, all right. So you're going straight from the Hall of Fame and heading up to that part of the country to do a New York Marathon. See, look, this guy's living the life. Look at him. I mean, my God.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I had a little, bump in the, they had to cut my, my chest open. So that slowed me down just a tad. But who knows? Maybe in a couple of years I'll be like Stewart and running a marathon. That'll be the goal I set. Okay, Stewart, fair enough.
Okay, I'll run
lead
with
the way. Yeah, okay, cool.
Put that defibrillator.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so, but let's talk about what's been going on over there at Stewart Cove's Dive Bahamas in Nassau. I know just last week I heard about it while I was on my cruise even, that you guys were doing some kind of live stream on Facebook of a shark dive, first time ever. What was that all about?
Yeah, we've been doing this live TV on every Friday. And so we did the first, live underwater shark dive.
Yeah, that is.
And
so cool.
And it went tremendously well. We get the signal come up with one of the OTS masks and up to the boat where it goes into the cell phone and live we go.
Wow, so it's like one of those live feeds. You hear them doing like a Periscope kind of thing, but this one is actually underwater in Nassau, in the Bahamas, with Stewart and his sharks. So it's a live shark feed underwater, and you're doing that every Friday is the plan, or you're ramping it up?
We've been doing it. Most of them have been live from the boat or from the dock, but this was the first underwater one.
Uh-huh.
And so we're getting some of the bugs out of it still. We're not high depth yet, but We're hoping in the next couple of weeks to get it to high depth. And have that. We're talking to the telephone company about getting better signal out by us so we can have the high depth go out on the cell service.
Wow, that is so cool. You know, it's one thing to get a video of your shark dive after you do it over there in Nassau with Stuart and his crew, but to actually have it live streamed to your friends back home, like your mom and your dad, like, hey, look at me! And they're like, oh my God, he's going to... Oh, that'd be awesome. That is good marketing, my friend. I love the idea where you're going with this. This could be some fun stuff, no doubt. I would imagine, too, that, I mean, you're always doing these big Hollywood productions, whether it's movie, commercial, or something. I mean, that's... when Hollywood comes calling for underwater scenes, they call Stuart. What have you been doing in that regard? Anything been happening with you and you know, with that kind of stuff lately or what?
Yeah, well, we've got a bunch of projects we've been working on or we've completed this year. I think the most cool one was a movie about Jacques Cousteau and Philippe Cousteau, who was also honored at the International Hall of Fame last night. Philippe,
cool.
Who passed away in 1973
yeah.
in an airplane accident, unfortunately. But it was about his interaction with his father and the Calypso. Jean-Michel, who's a dear friend, went off to university, and Philippe stayed on the boat with his dad, and they had a very close relationship. But they decided to do the shark work in South Africa, which has very cool white shark activity and action. But the visibility is bad. And, you know, they're not tame like our sharks.
Yo, there you go. They got much better sharks in the Bahamas and better visibility, too. Hey, Stuart Cove from Stuart Cove's Dive Bahamas is our guest right now. We got more with him next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stuart Cove is with us right now. He just got inducted into the International Hall of Fame of Divers there in the Cayman Islands last night. He's on his way to New York City to go run the New York Marathon. Assuming you get over this little cold, I guess you picked up. But
yeah, it's kind of messed up my training, I'll be honest with you. It must stop me dead in my track.
Well, you probably need to take a break before you take a long 26-mile run anyway. So it might work to your favor. I'm just thinking of you there, yeah. Stuart. Who knows?
Thanks, buddy.
I have no clue. I'm not exactly an expert in that regard, at least not yet. But who knows? Like I said, 2 years from now, maybe I'll be running a marathon. But we'll have to wait and see. All right, so you did the stuff with the Cousteaus. You've been doing some of that. Any other film projects going on at Stuart Cove's Dive Bahamas, or are you just kind of focused on all these accolades you're getting, whether it's the Diving Hall of Fame or getting ready for DEMA or what? What do you think?
Well, we have the coolest thing that's happened recently is we're doing a calendar for next year. We'll be giving the calendar out at DEMA. But it's the Dive Instructors of Stuart Cove.
Uh-oh. Oh, my God.
Dive Instructors.
Yes. Stuart's been nice enough to lend me a couple of them to perform Scuba Radio Mermaid duties at a couple of the shows here last year. So I appreciate that. And I know the talent pool for this calendar is quite extensive. So, wow, that sounds like it could be a huge event there at DEMA. Are you excited as I potentially am?
I am, because they're all topless.
You are a liar.
They're topless, but it's unclassy.
Oh.
Like they're hiding behind a wreck.
Oh, okay.
At their arm and you know, over their breast. So it's very classy.
Oh,
so don't go get excited. You hold a poor dog there.
Oh, too late. As well as everyone else listening right now. At least, you know, a big portion of our listening audience has been totally titillated beyond... you know,
titillated, that's an appropriate word.
Yeah, I'm not even sure I'm allowed to say that, but whatever.
That is one of the seven words you can't say on television.
I believe it is for radio, maybe, too. Who knows? We'll find out next week if we're here. StuartCove.com. Check them out. And we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Second floor, hardware, children's wear, ladies' lingerie. Oh, good morning, Mr. Tyler. Going down.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Now, on the phone with me, I have my good friend, Lad Atkins from Reef. They have a huge hoedown going on in Isla Mirada this evening to promote the Reef Environmental Education Foundation. Or did I flip that? Did I get that right, Lad, or did I flip it?
Yeah, Greg, how's it going? You got it right. Okay. Reef Environmental Education Foundation.
Okay, sometimes I flip the E's, you know, but it still spells Reef, so it works.
Well, that's the good thing about it, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, it's good to hear your voice, my friend. It's been too long.
Here.
You know, we were hanging down there in Cuba, having a good old time. Saw some cool critters down there. Then I had a little episode. It's kept me out of the water here for a while, but I'm planning to get back in it soon, and so we'll do some diving together. Hopefully sooner as opposed to later. But I know you got a huge event going on tonight, so let's briefly talk about that and talk about some cool things that the Reef has been involved in. Tonight is Reef Fest, so this is the culmination of a few-day event. Is that right, down there in the Isla Mirada area or what?
Yeah, in fact, Greg, it's actually the Upper Keys area in general.
Okay.
So it's a four-day celebration of diving and marine conservation. We've got morning dive scheduled up and down the Upper Keys, and afternoon world-class lectures. I mean, we've got some of the best people in the business doing free lectures, and then evening social time, like all divers like to engage in, of course.
Yes, we do that sometimes.
Yeah, we do, and it just combines all the great things. It combines the diving, the education and lectures, and then the social time afterwards.
Yes, I know the Scuba Cowboys playing at the event tonight, and that's the big social event is going on this evening, correct?
Yeah, we have a big dinner this evening. That's going to be the kind of the end of the Reef Fest event, and we have a lot of festivities planned. Dan Orr is going to be the MC of the event this year, and a lot of who's who in the diving industry are going to be there. Peter Hughes, Neil Watson, John Koblick, Slate's going to be there.
And yeah.
I'm sure I'm leaving lots of people out, but it's really going to be a fun evening.
No doubt. I'm tempted to just stop what I'm doing and start driving south right now. You hear what I'm saying?
Get on the road, bud.
It could happen. Who knows? I'll let you know next week here on the big show. But yeah, it's a great organization. You guys do great work, as I witnessed firsthand when we were in Cuba and saw some new species of fish down there in that part of the world. I know you're still going over some of that data, even probably as we speak. But before we went on the air, you told me during the commercial break that just this week you guys went out on an emergency trek to capture something new. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, this is not the first time we've done this, but this is the latest event. We had a report from one of our Reef members diving off Dania Beach about a new non-native species, a rabbit fish, native to the Indo-Pacific, that she saw on her dive, and she had very accurate coordinates for it, and we assembled a team and got right up there. We were able to find the fish and capture it live, which is always our first intent, and transferred it over to the new Frost Museum of Science and Technology, where it's going to go on display.
Wow.
So, a
rabbit fish. So what, describe this fish. What does it look like? Is it like a lionfish or something totally different?
No, luckily it's not. But, interestingly, it does have venomous spines like a lionfish. It looks a lot more like a surgeon fish.
Okay.
And it would be distant relative to surgeon fish. They're herbivores. They're not like lionfish out there sucking up all the other fish. They tend to eat algae and other things growing on the bottom. But they're quite ravenous feeders, and they like to hang out a lot around the staghorn corals in their native territory. And, of course, staghorn corals are some of those that are under threat in the Caribbean and protected and listed as threatened. So anytime you have something that may impact those corals, that's certainly something to be aware of and be concerned about. So
yeah.
We wanted to get rid of this fish if we're able to, and we were able to, and prevent any of those negative things from happening. We don't want to have another lionfish on our hands.
Absolutely. Yeah, we can't get rid of them, even if we eat them from our local Whole Foods restaurant, you know, grocery store or whatever. But
yeah, those guys are doing great work. You know, that's one of the saving graces with lionfish is they are so good to eat.
Yeah.
And it's so great to have Dave and his group involved in getting them to the market.
Yeah. Well, okay, so this foxfish that you found, a rabbit fish.
Actually, foxfish is correct, too. It has different common names. Cygnus unimaculatus is the scientific name.
Well, foxfish. That works for me. Or rabbitfish.
There you go.
But, I mean, you said you guys caught it live, and that's your preferred method. Now, why is that? Does that make it better for the scientists if they have a live, species or example of what you see under there, or what?
You know, really, when it comes down to it, Greg, we're a conservation organization. We're not out there trying to kill a bunch of things. And if we're able to capture it live and respect the fish, it's not the fish's fault. We want to do that.
Yeah.
The other thing is that it also provides a great educational tool. You know, we've done the same kind of rapid response effort with batfish in the Florida Keys, non-native batfish, orbicular batfish, with a Dasylus, which is a small damselfish, with the chocolate surgeon fish, and we've captured all these fish live, and they've gone to the different aquariums. The National Aquarium, the Florida Aquarium, the Washington Aquarium in D.C., and now the Frost Museum of Science, as educational exhibits to teach people about why they don't want to let these pets loose.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know you guys even did that. So you have a rapid response team that picks up the phone there, Reef? Like, hey, we got some weird critter over here. We can't identify it, but we know it's not supposed to be here.
Yeah. Well, yeah, pretty much. We have a web report form that people can use if they want to go online and report the sightings. But we also get phone calls. And obviously we have to vet the phone call and make sure it's an accurate description and we have a good location of the fish. But if we can verify that, we do our utmost to assemble a team of experienced collectors, and we go out there and we try to capture the fish.
Right. Now, this fish that you found off of Dania, so where did it come from? Was it from someone's aquarium, or do you have any idea, or you don't know?
You know, it's so hard to trace back to an exact release, but almost certainly these are aquarium release fish. And I mean, people love their fish, and when they have to move and can't take care of them anymore or can't keep the aquarium, they don't want to flush them down the toilet or freeze them or kill them, and so often they just set their pets free. But that's the wrong thing to do.
All right, so that one has been donated to an aquarium, you said?
Yeah, the Frost Museum of Science and Technology, which is building a brand-new many millions of dollar facility right down on the Miami Bayfront.
Huh, very nice. All right, well, give us something new to go check out when I'm down there in South Florida.
Yeah, for sure. It's going to be amazing. They're going to have a huge open-water pelagic exhibit with mahi and tuna and open-water sharks. It's going to be really amazing.
Very cool. Now, are you planning any more trips down to Cuba yourself? I know you were just jonesing at the end of our last trip. Like, hey, we got to get back here like ASAP.
Yeah, I have to tell you, Greg, I've been leading reef trips for over 20 years, and I consider that probably the best trip that I've been on. I just had the greatest time. And
that was fun.
And it was everything. I mean, I've been on better dives, I've had better food, et cetera, et cetera. But all combined, I really like that trip.
Yeah.
And we're working to set more of those up. We don't have anything that we can put out there yet, but the plan is definitely let's go do some more of those.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, I got back and I had some issues, and I have a humidor full of cigars. Basically,
no smoking for you.
Yeah, I've just been given the clearance to smoke them again.
Uh-oh. Probably shouldn't, though.
Well, you know, baby steps or baby puffs or something, you know. I'm giving out most of them as gifts anyway. But
yeah, great.
Yeah,
well, just light it and let it burn.
I won't inhale. to quote a famous politician. But anyway, yeah, it was an amazing trip. I mean, do you have anything on the books just yet? Or are you still kind of putting that together for next year, or do you know?
We're still putting things together. I can't say anything yet, but we're working hard. So hopefully we'll have something we can announce pretty soon.
Yeah, and what are some of the other plans for Reef? Are you guys, you're obviously going to be at the DEMA show, I would imagine, in November, right?
Yeah, we'll be at the DEMA show for sure. We have a lot going on in the next few months. We've been doing monthly research projects on lionfish over in the Bahamas. We have a couple conferences, the Gulf and Caribbean Fisheries Institute conference and meetings, et cetera. But really, right now, the big effort this week has been Reef Fest.
Sure.
We're already planning for 2017, and it'll be the same time period next year.
Well, it's a good time for a good cause, and you get all the details at reef.org. Lad, thank you so much. Always a pleasure to catch up with you, my friend. And who knows?
Here.
Maybe I'll see you there towards the end of the event tonight. If I hop in the car right now, I'll make it.
Let's go. Get on the road, bud.
All right. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
You like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
How many times have you heard your diver friends say it's been a while since their last dive? Let your buddies know how easy they can get back in the water with the all-new PADI Reactivate program. Reactivate is designed to give divers the confidence to get back in the water by refreshing fundamental skills and dive principles. Reactivated divers will receive a PADI replacement certification card, and you get your dive buddy back. Contact your local PADI dive center, resort, or instructor to refresh your scuba skills with PADI Reactivate today.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Are you into an extreme sports?
The most extreme thing I have done was swim with probably like 40 sharks without being in a cage.
Shark, shark, shooky bark, but you got one hell of a bite. Like the plain sea that you don't want me, but can't forget you, my.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. That is the Scuba Cowboy. He is going to be performing at Reef Fest tonight down there in the Upper Keys with our friends from Reef Laddie. The Dive God, Peter Hughes. I mean, anybody who's anybody in the dive industry is going to be there, with the exception of me. Well, who knows? Maybe I will jump in the car, head down there right after. I can make it. I'd have to, I'd have to skirt those, you know, traffic laws just a bit to make it there at the beginning of the event. But who knows? Maybe. We'll see how I feel. But we got the Scuba Cowboy on the line right now as he's getting ready to perform. How are you, buddy?
I'm absolutely fantastic, as always, man. I'm down here in Florida again. I'm near the ocean, feeling it, ready to get some diving in, and I'm ready to rock Reef Fest 2016.
Yes.
And now, I hope you can make it down.
Well, we'll see. You have a shorter trek than I do. You're already in South Florida as we speak at the Gomez Hilton. Fine hotel establishment from our friend Walt DeMartini. How are things down there today, by the way?
Things are absolutely fantastic at Gomez Hilton, and the hospitality is top-notch, as always.
You got your welcome rum punch, I assume, and or you're not drinking because you had a play tonight.
Yeah, well, not yet, okay. But, you know, there's always later on in the day, for sure. But, yes, the never-ending flow of rum punch is still never-ending.
Yeah, well, there you go. Now, you've been in town there for a few days here, Pup. Have you gotten any diving in, or are you just prepping, you know, for Reef Fest tonight? What have you been doing?
Just been goofing around a little bit. Got some beach time in. I haven't gotten any diving in, but, of course, I got in the ocean and got a little bit wet. But you know how it is each time down here. It just kind of depends on how busy I get. But I'm definitely excited about Reef Fest.
Well, nice. Me too. If I don't make it down, you got to give me a full report next week, okay? I know it was a huge event last year, and I have no doubt it'll be even bigger tonight. But you can go to thescubacowboy.com, check out where he's going to be after Reef Fest. We will connect at the latest for DEMA, maybe, in November, if not sooner. Or I don't know, where are you heading after Reef Fest? Do you got a plan there, Pup, or what?
No, I'm going to be, well, I will be back home for a few weeks, and then I'm actually going to be back down in Florida just before DEMA for the Meeting of the Minds down in Key West. So I will actually be back this way again.
Very nice.
But that's my next travel, and then, of course, yes, I'll be out there for the big celebration this year out in Vegas. We're going to rock that town with the 1,000th broadcast of Scuba Radio.
Yeah,
everyone's looking forward to that.
Yeah, now we're setting up our my first dive after surgery. That is happening, and I almost got all the details worked out. We got quite a little thing in, evolving here for the Be a Diver Go Dive Now pool, and I'll share that with you probably next week. I don't know. I'm actually might be talking to someone an hour or two that give us more details, but we got a few little tricks up our sleeve, not just for the 1,000th episode of Scuba Radio, but also for my first dive after open heart surgery. And you're going to join me for that, right? You're going to jump in the pool?
Of course. Yep. Of course, you're my favorite dive buddy,
well,
man.
Okay.
We got so many dives under our belts. I got to be your buddy for your reincarnation back into the water, right?
My first dive in a pool of all of 4 feet deep. I don't even think it's 4 feet, but I've been approved. My doctor said it's cool. We can do that. And then shortly thereafter, we'll do some serious diving and share that with the world. Well, I got to talk to the proprietor of the Gomez Hilton. Is he standing by there?
Why, yes, of course.
Yes, let me talk
to the gentleman and proprietor of the Gomez Hilton is right here, and as always, he is the man with the plan.
Yes, Captain Walt DeMartini is our guy, our correspondent from South Florida. He's going to be joining us at the DEMA show in November as well. He's coming out there to represent. I don't know, you're going to join me in the pool for that first dive after surgery, right, Walt?
I'm definitely going to be in the pool with you, buddy.
All right, perfect. You will be the one we blame the purple dye color on, okay?
Well, that's all right. No problem.
You're used to it. You got a pool, right?
Exactly. We got a never-ending pool here.
Yes, of rum punch. I don't know. We were talking about seeing if we could talk to Big Wave Dave and fill the pool with rum. And that might be an added incentive to get everybody to join me for my first dive after surgery. But I'm looking forward to hanging with you then. I guess, are you going down to Reef Fest with Pup, or are you going to just hold down the fort there where you be this weekend?
Well, I've got an ace mechanic who's flying in from Atlanta who's supposed to do some work on the boat on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
So if we get done early enough, I'll be down there for the festivities.
Okay.
I'd like to see Ladd and those guys again.
Well, I'm sure you'll see them soon enough. Now, I did hear there's some kind of storm system out there in the Atlantic. Are you keeping an eye on that, or you think it's going to be a factor, or have you noticed it yet?
I think we've got a few more days to wait on to see exactly what's going to happen with
yes.
the storm.
Yes, yeah, and it's going to be much to do about nothing as usual, probably. But you probably got to stay at the home port there and watch after the dry martini too. God help us if we were to lose the Gomez Hilton. You got to keep an eye on that stuff for us, right?
We're definitely not going to lose it.
Yes, okay. They'll have a hurricane party, you know, that kind of thing. But it'll be good stuff. But anyway, Walt, it's always a pleasure, my friend. We will connect at DEMA, if not sooner. Actually, I know we're going to connect sooner. I'm going to come down there and just do some practice diving before I jump in the pool in Vegas. Will you help me out with that? Maybe I can jump in the Gomez Hilton pool.
You got it, buddy. We won't fill it with rum, though.
We won't? Why?
We're going to keep the rum topside.
Okay, well, at least he's got his priorities correct when it comes to booze. And on that note, we'll end hour one. Hour two just around the corner, just getting started right here. So stick around. We got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.